This is WLRN, and I'm Alicia Zuckerman. This story starts with a walk in my neighborhood.
I'm walking across 13th Street from my apartment directly to where she lived on Miami Beach at 1330 Pennsylvania Avenue. 1300, almost there. Sunbright furnished apartments, 1330 Pennsylvania Avenue. I am here.
Hi.
Hi! Oh my God, it's such an amazing treat to meet you. Exciting for you, it's exciting for me.
Exciting for me because it's my childhood.
Oh my God, I love your glasses. Purple is my favorite color.
Mine too.
This is Judy Blume, my childhood hero. Judy Blume, who wrote Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing, Super Fudge, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, Deanie, Blubber, Forever. But we're here to talk about starring Sally J. Friedman as herself. The book came out in 1977, and I loved this book. I read it over and over. When I moved to Miami Beach as an adult, there were things about the neighborhood that felt familiar, which didn't make any sense. I grew up in New York. I'd only been to Miami Beach twice, once to visit my great-grandma Sadie when I was about five, and once for a bachelorette party. But it was like I kind of had memories of this place. From reading the book, from reading starring Sally J. Friedman as herself. 1330 Pennsylvania Avenue is where Sally lived, and it's where Judy Blume lived. It's also the first stop on what I've decided to call the Sally J. Friedman reality tour.
It was so different. Oh, it was so different. There was a big fish pond in the center of this courtyard.
And that's
in the book.
There was
always a courtyard.
They took a taxi to 1330 Pennsylvania Avenue, a pink stucco U-shaped building with a goldfish pool in front.
Oh yeah, it's all in the book. Those 2 years were the most important 2 years of my childhood. We came here for the winters, for the school year, really. My mother, of course, wouldn't leave New Jersey until she thought hurricane season was over. So we went to school in Elizabeth, New Jersey, until just before Halloween. And then we came to Miami Beach. For 2 years we did this, 46, 47, 47, 48.
Judy Blume's family came here because, like in the book, her brother got a kidney infection, and the doctor didn't think it would be a good idea for him to spend the winter up north. That was pretty common back then. There were lots of snowbirds for health reasons, and lots of those families were Jewish, like Judy's.
It was all, you know, grandma, mother, and children. And then the fathers stayed behind wherever they were.
Mom opened the windows while Sally went looking for the bedrooms. But all she could find was a tiny kitchen, a breakfast nook, a bathroom, and an alcove.
So this was a little furnished apartment. Between the one room, the living room, and the bathroom was this little L with a Murphy bed, which I thought was just the greatest thing I had ever seen.
You see, it fits right into the wall.
My mother and my grandmother slept together in that Murphy bed. But you know, I didn't think there was any hardship. I loved it. I loved the freedom of living here. I loved playing outside every night till it got dark. I loved that my mother seemed so much less anxious.
In the book, Sally's mom is actually incredibly anxious, nervous about everything. Athlete's foot, airplanes, cats.
He was the most beautiful cat Sally had ever seen. But Mom said he might be pretty, but cats can be full of worms, so watch out.
But the book is basically a slightly fictionalized autobiography of Judy Blume's life here during those 2 years.
Miss Swetnick! Miss Swetnick!
My fourth grade teacher, Helen Swetnick.
That was her real name?
That was her real name.
And you put her real name in the book.
You know, I was insane, and nobody stopped me from using real names. But Peter Hornstein is really Peter Hornick.
Oh, that's
Sally felt a tug on her right braid. She whipped around in her seat to tell Peter Hornstein to leave her hair alone once and for all.
You know,
and
he dipped my braids in his inkwell, though. He did do that. But, oh, I loved him. He may have been the first boy I loved.
She turned 9 here and then 10.
I think it was in these 2 years that I spent in Miami Beach that I lost my shyness. I was a fearful child. Anxious and fearful. I don't remember being that way here.
But even as she was getting less shy and less anxious, she still lived a lot of her life inside her head.
I played a lot with paper dolls because in my head I was making up stories. And someone came to my mother and said, "She is too old to be playing with paper dolls."
Sally heard her say to Mom, When my Bubbles was that age, she was sewing her own clothes and reading fine literature from the library.
But I wasn't playing with paper dolls like a little kid. I was playing with paper dolls with all these really exciting melodramas going on inside my head. That's what made me a writer, not writing stories down.
After we leave her old apartment building, we walk over to Flamingo Park.
Well, this was like a long bike ride, I thought, from where I lived. It's really only a few blocks. Every Friday night, we went to roller skating in the park. I can still remember Dance, Ballerina, Dance, and that was one of the songs that was played when we were roller skating. Dance, Ballerina, Dance.
Dance, Ballerina, Dance. And do your pirouette in rhythm with your aching
From Flamingo Park, we walk over to the beach to look at the ocean.
Look at this. Oh, God, it's so great. I loved the ocean. Low tide. You walked forever.
The water here was warm and clear and blue-green, and when it was low tide, you could walk way, way out.
My grandmother would prepare a big basket with lunch, and my favorite was egg salad sandwiches. And I loved the crunch, which I now realize was sand, you know, maybe on my hands or something. It was always crunch. It wasn't eggshells. You know, I have a really good memory from my childhood.
For most of us, if we're honest, memories of our childhood are foggy. Maybe we remember details of big things like a great birthday present or getting hurt badly, but not day-to-day life, not like Judy.
I think that people who write for and about kids, I think we just have a special connection to our own childhoods.
But there's actually one theme of Sally J. Friedman that didn't happen. Like Sally, Judy was always making up stories in her head, but not like this.
So Hitler goes to his desk and gets his knife, and he slowly slashes off each of her fingers. She watches as her blood drips onto his rug, covering the huge swastika in the middle.
A little bit after she gets to Miami Beach, Sally becomes utterly convinced that Hitler is alive and well and living at 1330 Pennsylvania Avenue, disguised as an old Jewish man who speaks with a Yiddish accent and reads the foreword.
Dear Mr. Zavodsky, I think you are a person who is wicked and evil. I think you are worse than a regular murderer or kidnapper. I think you are a person with the initials A.H.
I assume there was a real Mr. Zavodsky.
No. No, that
there
part.
Wasn't.
No, that part of the story is totally invented. No.
Wow.
It is my most autobiographical book. But Mr. Zavodsky, that was totally in Sally's head.
So Judy Blume was less of an anxious kid when she lived in Miami Beach, less freaked out about the world. But Sally believed Hitler was living in her apartment complex.
Well, because that's when the book is set. I mean, the war colored everything. How could you write about that time and not think of it, you know?
Judy Blume's next book is supposed to come out next year. It isn't for kids. She says it's for those of us who were reading her books when we were kids. It takes place 4 years after starring Sally J. Friedman as herself ends.
1952. My husband said to me, "You're writing historical fiction." I said, "What are you, crazy? We're talking about my life."
This is the end of the Sally J. Friedman reality tour, but we're picking it up again next Saturday. Judy Blume and I are meeting at the Miami Book Fair, and I hope you'll join us. You can find out about that and see lots of great old photos and a map of Judy Blume's Miami Beach at WLRN.org. Thanks to Goldie Lieberperson for being the voice of Sally J. Friedman. I'm Alicia Zuckerman, and this is WLRN.
Ballerina dance. You mustn't once forget a dancer has to dance the part.